It was nice to get the confirmation again today. The very first time I ever brought a message up here, I was terrified. I mean, years ago, I was terrified. But the song that we sang was Trust and Obey. And we got to that verse where it says, where he sends, you know, what he says I will do, where he sends I will go, never fear, only trust and obey. Amen. And as I sang those words, the butterflies, the fear, the trepidation left me, and I just stood up here and I just opened my mouth and brought his word, I hope, praise the Lord. I guess we will find out, in due time, in a day, whether that burns up or it remains as a crown, as a jewel. Praise you, Lord. In Matthew 10:41, Jesus says that he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And this is a message that's been on my heart for a long time, because I remember months ago, the Lord put this word in my heart. I had read it, and the Lord kind of shown it up, and he put this word in my heart, and he gave me an instruction and a teaching and, you know, some good things about it. And so I went to Jill, and I was like, hey, you know, what do you think about this verse? You know, he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives the prophet's reward. And Jill goes, no way. I've just been asking the Lord about that verse. Like, yeah, I just came to that too, and I've been asking him about that. So so that was cool. And I told her, you know, what the Lord had opened up. And then we had a good time with it and everything. And it was neat to get that confirmation at that time. Since then, I've had a flood of prophet information come to me. I'm excited to be able to share it with you. And as Randy and I often do, we just waited on the Lord's timing and not ours. Amen. Because even our last time together, I was going to start. I was going to bring this message. But the Lord had a prologue that I hadn't even known about yet. And that was our last message together. Because before I could talk about the prophets and hearing from the prophets and discerning a prophet, right, and receiving the prophet's reward, first the Lord had to bring the message of hearing from him directly, of having, you know, developing and having the personal relationship with him, to hear from him directly, to ask him about everything directly, to go to him as we are able to do, as Randy is often to say, boldly burst into the throne room of our Abba Father and ask him anything and everything about our lives. Amen? Amen. And then knowing how he will answer you. But that was a message then, last time together. That is a message, a personal message for you and he alone on a personal level. But even in this personal relationship that we have with our Lord, sometimes we have the prophet. Amen? Now, in a nutshell, a prophet is anyone who hears from God and then speaks what he tells him to say. Chosen by God to speak for God through the leading of the Holy Spirit of God, as it is written, prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So in our introduction, just a quick biblical summary of prophets. Prophets generally had two main courses: to hear from God and speak his will and his word to others, either individually or to the nation. And second, they were to be available for others to come to them and inquire from them of God for something. And of truth, amen, the whole Bible is a prophecy book. Right? The Word of God, written by men, inspired of the Holy Spirit. A prophecy book. It's men speaking God, amen, for God. And so let's keep a few key verses in mind during the introduction to give us an understanding of the importance of prophets in God's kingdom. Okay, ready? Amos 3, and I'll read these few. We'll go to the scriptures. We'll go to the main scriptures at the end. Just listen. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O people of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up out of the land of Egypt. Is a trumpet blown in the city, and the people are not afraid? Does evil befall a city unless the Lord has done it? Surely, surely the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. Amen. Amen? Surely the Lord God does nothing without revealing his servants, his secrets to his servants, the prophets. Our Lord is patient and long-suffering. Praise his name. He is constantly desiring that someone, you know, anyone will pay attention to the words that he speaks through his prophets. Amen. Pay attention to the words that he speaks through his prophets. As it is written in Jeremiah 7:25, since the day that your fathers came forth from the land of Egypt unto this very day even, I have sent unto you all of my servants the prophets daily. I love that. Daily rising up early and sending them. Every day the Lord just says, will you please just listen to me? Will you please just listen to me? Someone, anyone. Amen. Hallelujah. Our Lord advises his people, pleads with the nations, gives instruction and warning, and issues commandments all through the prophets. It's important. It's important. Amen. Ezra 9, 10 and 11. And now, our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken thy commandments, which you have commanded by your servants, the prophets. And this next verse is one that really got me. This was another one that kind of, you know, really got this message going. 2 Chronicles 29. He, Hezekiah, set the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals and with psalteries and with harps, according to the commandment of David and of Gad, the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet. For so was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets. And this was the verse that jumped out at me when I began to get a big download of the extra parts of this message. So was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets. Pleads with the nations, gives instruction, warning, issues commandments. These all come through the prophets. Amen? Amen. So that's the introduction. That's the introduction. And keep those verses, right? The Lord does nothing without revealing it to his prophets. The Lord commands his people through his prophets. Keep those in mind as we go through the main body of the message. Amen. Because today, if you are willing to listen, God continues to speak through his prophets in all sorts of matters, advising his people, pleading with the nations, giving instructions and warnings, giving commandments, issuing commandments. And it makes sense, right? It makes sense. Because it happened during the time of Acts. As Peter spoke, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Yes, it happened in the time of Acts, and it is happening again. As it is written, there is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new under the sun. What has been will be again. We are in the last days. We are in the last days, and in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your young men and your daughters shall prophesy. Amen. And your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out my spirit. And they shall prophesy. Amen. From your lips to God's ears, Brother Randy, pour out your spirit. Brothers and sisters, listen to the prophets and receive a prophet's reward. All right? Turn to your neighbor and say, here we go. Right? Here we go. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives the prophet's reward. Three great stories that we are going to start out with. And these ones I do want you to turn to. 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4, if you have your Bible, verses 8 through 17. And it is because these are the ones that I want you to hear and see. Amen. Because there's going to be great stuff. You're going to have a great time with this. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 8 through 17. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem. And there was a great woman who lived there. And she asked him to come on in and eat some bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned into her house to eat some bread. And she said to her husband, "Behold, now I perceive that this man is a holy man of God. And he passes by us continually. Let's make him a little room, a little chamber in our house, I pray thee, on the wall. Let's set for him there a bed and a table, a stool and a candlestick, and it shall be that when he comes to us, that he can turn in and lodge there." And it fell on a day that he came to Shunem, and he turned into the chamber, and he laid there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Call this Shunammite." When he had called her, she stood before him. And he said, unto him, "Say now unto her," so, you know, Elisha says unto Gehazi, he says, "Tell her, 'Behold, you have been careful with us for all this care. You've treated us so well. What can I do for you? What is to be done for you? Would you be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host?'" And I love prophets. It's like, "Would you like me to go talk to the king for you?" You know, the captain of the host. And she answered, "I dwell among my own people. I have everything I need, right? I got family. I'm well taken care of. I have everything I need." So he said, "What is to be done for her?" And Gehazi answered, "Verily, she has no child, and her husband is old." So he said, "Call her." And when he had called her, she stood at the door. And he said, "About this season, according to the time of life, you shall embrace a son." But she said, "No, no, my Lord. You're a man of God. Do not lie to me. Don't lie to me. No, don't play with me exactly." But the woman conceived and bore a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her according to the time of life. She received the prophet in the name of the prophet. Amen. Hey, this is a holy man. I perceive that this is a man of God. Come on in. Let me be good to you. For no other reason than you're a man of God. And look at the reward that she received. Something that she had given up on in her life. She had no hope for it. She had no thought for it. She felt that she had no need for it. I've got everything I need. Something that she'd given up hope on, given up on. Can you imagine, beloved, the prophet's reward? Something in your life that you've given up on. But God is just waiting for you to recognize the word that he has sent into your life to give you that thing that you thought was impossible, that you thought was never going to come. Glory. Meditate on that as we turn to our next example in John chapter 4. I love that story. No, don't lie to me. I've already given up on that. I've already passed that time in my life.
Never lose hope.
Amen. John chapter 4, the example of Jesus. Then Jesus came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. And there came a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said unto her, would you give me a little something to drink? And the woman of Samaria said unto him, you, a Jew, asking a drink for me, a Samaritan? The Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. But Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knew the gift of God, who it is who saith to you, give me a drink, you would have asked then of him, and he would have given you living water. And the woman said, sir, you don't even have anything to draw from the well with, and the well is deep. From where are you going to get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank himself with his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, whoever drinks this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give shall never thirst. The water that I shall give him is a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman said, yeah, sir, give me this water. That I would never be thirsty and I don't have to come here to draw again. Work, work, work. Jesus said, go and call thy husband and come back. And the woman said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, you have well said that I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. So in that you have said truly. And the woman said unto him, sir, I perceive you are a prophet. Now, our fathers worshipped in this mountain. You say that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. For you worship what you know not, but we know what we worship. Salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and even now is, when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And the woman said, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto you am he. Amen. Now, I like this one especially because you can see how the dynamic has changed. It kind of reminds me of Larry's song, you know what I mean? Yeah. You've got this Samaritan woman and this Jewish man, yeah. Right? And you can hear, you know, you can, in the beginning of this, you know, she's got no use for Jesus at all, right? You can hear the snarky tone in her conversation. You know what? You want me to give you a drink? Yeah, you know, I don't have enough to do, yeah. Right? Exactly. But notice how things changed after she said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet, right? Wait, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. And then she started saying, okay, well then, you know, then she started asking him questions, right? Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, but it says that we're supposed to go to Jerusalem to worship. You know, what's right? And Jesus begins to answer her. Not in this mountain, not in Jerusalem. The day is coming, and even now is, right, when worshipers will worship the Father in spirit. And Jesus begins to teach her. She begins to receive the prophet's reward immediately as her questions are being, you know, answered. And her reward then was great. For Jesus began to open himself to her, a Samaritan. I am he, the Messiah. Right? Now this is special because as we know that throughout the Gospels, it was pretty cut and dry. Right? Don't go into Samaria. Do not give the bread of the children to the dogs. Right? When Jesus sent out the 70, go everywhere, not to the Gentiles, not to the Samaritans. And so this is a big deal. This is really something. After this woman received Jesus as a prophet, not only was her reward great, but look farther then as the reward was expounded. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to everyone, come and see this man who has told me all things that I ever did. Is this not the Christ? And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that I ever did. She received the prophet's reward. She went out then, and others began to receive the same reward. These Samaritans, amen, who had no part in the salvation up to this point, up to this very point. So when the Samaritans came unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And Jesus stayed there for a couple of days. He stayed there with him in a place where he said, do not go to. And many more believed because of his own word and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of what you told us, but because we have heard him for ourselves. Amen. And we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. The prophet's reward was salvation to an entire town of Samaritans. Beautiful. Amen. Because one woman perceived that he was a prophet. And not just her, many in the village were saved because she recognized Jesus as a prophet. And through that, he opened himself up to her and to many in her village, the Messiah, the Savior. We've been waiting for the Messiah. We've been waiting for the Messiah, but nobody will come and tell us anything. Amen? Receive the prophet and receive the prophet's reward. Hallelujah. Our final example today is Jonah, the book of Jonah, chapter 3. I think we all know it, but let's look at it in a light, in a new light. Lord, just last night as I was putting the finishing touches on this together, bam, showed me something. I maybe you guys know it. I'd never really seen it before. We'll see it. Jonah chapter 3. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, and go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it in the preaching that I bid you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey. Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. Not even a third of the way through the city, right? Began to enter into the city a day's journey and cried, 40 days! And Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said he would do unto them, and he did it not. So let's unpack this, our last example for the day. First, we see that they received the prophet in the name of the prophet. Amen? Because, and this is the part that got me, because it is written that they believed him. Him who? God. Yeah? Because, you know, in my mind, I'm always like, they believed Jonah. Right? Jonah was preaching, and they believed Jonah. But and that was the part that got me. And I was like, I never noticed that before. So the people of Nineveh believed God. It doesn't say that they believed Jonah. It says that they believed God. So since they believed God, and they were not listening to a man, right? When you receive the prophet and you receive the prophet's word, you're receiving God. You're not listening. You're not listening to me, right? Hopefully, praise the Lord, you're listening to God. Amen? Don't believe Ken. Believe God. Amen. Since they believed God and acted on that belief and repented, they received the prophet's reward, which was God spared the entire city. Glory. But this brings up an interesting point to ponder as we close. Jonah said, 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. 40 days later, was Nineveh overthrown? No, it was not. But wait, doesn't that make Jonah a false prophet? Not according to Jesus, who he himself calls him Jonah the prophet in the Gospels. How can that be? And what about Jeremiah and Hananiah? In Jeremiah 28 and 29, you've got Hananiah prophesying God breaking the yoke of Babylon and returning to Jerusalem in 2 years. Jeremiah is prophesying a yoke of iron and captivity in Babylon for 70 years. Who do you believe? What about the lying spirit in 1 Kings 22? How can we discern between a true prophet and a lying spirit? Next time. Next time. Because we have run out of time for today, beloved. Let me encourage you to become interested in finding prophets and the words of the prophets for these days and these times and these seasons. Amen? Amen. During this time, these latter days, God is opening up many hidden mysteries. I say it again. God is opening up hidden mysteries. And he's doing it through the prophets. As it is written, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter and the honor of kings to search it out. If you are interested, see my wife after service. She doesn't know I was going to say that, but she would be happy to share some of the prophetic resources that are available. Amen. Amen. And our next time together, we will answer those lingering questions, and you'll be ready to dive into the world of receiving the prophet's reward. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, O Lord, for this great time, this message that you've given us. And again, we just pray. I pray that everyone out here believes God and does not believe me. The dude. Amen. Lord, we thank you for this day. And again, let's just close up by saying a prayer for Israel. It's a tumultuous time right now. And Father, we just want to stand and bless Israel, Lord, that as you know, stand with Randy too. Lord, as we bless Israel, we pray that that is a credit to our nation as well. In Jesus' name, amen.